Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Welcome into a special edition of the Future Sox podcast. My name is Elijah Evans, joined by my co-host Dylan Barnes. And today we welcome on Ryan Galaney of the Winston-Salem Dash. Super excited to talk to Ryan as the season gets rolling here. Check in with him about how everything's starting in Winston, how the offseason went, the lead up into this season. We're hoping to do a handful of these with guys in the early going of the season, especially guys who are, you know, showing out in the minor league season to start the year. So how's it going, Ryan? Appreciate you joining us.
I appreciate y'all having me on. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, man. But we'll start going back a little bit. We'll start with last season just to get a little scope and give everybody an idea of your journey and what you're going through, what you're working on. Last season, you had your first full minor league season coming off of 2023 in your draft year. You start in Kannapolis, perform really well there, make your way to Winston for the last 60-something games of the season for you. What was that transition like for you? You know, coming out of college, we talked last year, but then the transition specifically from single A to high A last season, making that adjustment, spending the entire second half of your year in Winston-Salem?
Every change is different for everyone. Last year was interesting. I definitely felt like I was seeing better competition, which, of course, changing levels, but you really don't understand what the difference is going to be until you're in it. But I was fortunate to have a good group of guys around me that I became close with and still am close with today. So they helped me out a lot, and it's definitely a learning curve, but happy to have that in the past and build off of it for the future.
Sure. Did you find yourself, you said better competition, of course. Was there anything that you felt last year when you were first making that transition that was particularly different about the pitching you were facing compared to what you were, you know, seeing in college and then what you saw in single A?
Yeah. The one I always tell people is I didn't really realize that a heater could be a plus pitch. Being from a mid-major program, everyone kind of throws a flat heater or sinker, and I got really used to that. And in low A, it's not too different. But once you get to high A, you start to realize everyone's got a heater that isn't flat anymore. If you see a flat heater, it's once in a blue moon, and there's the ones you can take advantage of, but they typically don't throw it all the time. So being able to adjust to plus fastballs is something that I needed to learn to do and something that I really, really tried to key in on this offseason.
What are some of the ways now, that you...
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, what are some of the ways you adjust to that difference in the heater that has more vert to it, right? Because it's, you know, there's a difference in velo, of course. Velo is going to keep jumping. These days, you know, you've got guys throwing 100 in college, right? But, you know, the movement on fastballs, I think, has become the more important factor even sometimes than velocity. Obviously, velocity matters. But how do you adjust to those high verty kind of fastballs more?
Yeah, you're right. Every velo kind of starts to blend with it. with the other ones, once you get to 94 and above, of course there are the hundreds and those are fast, but that's all timing. But the movement's the one that really throws you in for a whirl, whether guys are cutting it a little bit, it's riding, sinking, ride, run, it's all interesting. A lot of that I say thanks to my hitting coach back at home, Kyle Weldon. We talked about it a lot this offseason. We got a lot of machine work in, whether it's with different types of baseballs. I know Driveline has a couple, but we specifically use the heater balls that have a bunch of ride, whether it's coming from the big hack attack or the mini hack attack. Kind of creates a different shape to it. And then sinkers coming, there's these balls called tater balls or ace balls. They're very similar, but when you put them in the machine, when you're working on ride, they just dive. So we would just do two baseballs at once, and being able to hit guys with multiple heaters as well was something that I struggled with last year. So just being able to recognize the two heaters and just swinging where it's going and not necessarily what you think is going to happen.
Was there anything that you worked on defensively last offseason to go into this year? Because I know you played played it all around in college, but is there something that you were working on last offseason to sort of find a true defensive home?
Yeah, this year at first base, I've been working a lot on my footwork. Not necessarily on the bag. I felt like that's where I specialized in the past, but this year it's more off the bag, fielding the ball, getting the hops I want, and especially on plays going home and double play balls, getting my body in the right position to make a good throw and continue with that.
Heading into the offseason, obviously coming off of last year, you get that experience in Winston, like you talk about starting to make those adjustments. What did the offseason look like for you this year? Were you kind of, I know it changes by year, and I think that the first offseason after a draft can be guys trying to just keep it going, keep the rhythm going, and now you're a little bit settled in, you're in your groove, you've got it kind of under your belt. What was this offseason like for you once you finished up the season in Winston?
Yeah, I'm fortunate to have a good circle around me and people I can rely on and people I can trust to, whether it's to help me get better or tell me what I need to hear. So it started with the road trip around America because I needed to get away from a lot of things. And I had a lot of friends and coaches telling me the same. So I just packed up my baseball stuff. I left it at home, said I need to get away for a month. Fortunately, I'm one of those guys that I feel like if I wanted, not if I wanted to. If I didn't stop myself, I would be in the gym as much as I could. I'd be hitting as much as I could. I'd tear my body to shreds. It just wouldn't be healthy. And because of that, I need to force myself to get away sometimes, like I did for that month. And then after that, that allows me to attack it, to hit the ground running, to do as much as I can in the time I have where I won't necessarily kill myself that extra month. And really all it was just trying to prepare for things that I hadn't seen yet, things that you might think are outlandish, whether it's hitting sliders that look like they're straight out of a video game or working on lefty stuff that's coming from complete opposite angles. It was just a lot of trying to prepare for the things I hadn't seen yet and make practice harder than what I had seen already. And I couldn't be more appreciative of the people I've had in my corner that recommended me and guided me to go that way. Because I feel like now when I go into the game, it's not as difficult as what I've done before. And whether I fail or succeed, I'm just trying to get better every day. And that's helped me a lot.
Sounds like the right balance.
Yeah.
I think that's so you were at Wofford and you were set to transfer to Tennessee. So not a lot of people go from that small mid-major school to probably one of the best teams in the country. So can you walk us through that sort of transfer portal recruiting stage?
Yeah, the transfer portal was interesting. I had a bunch of friends go through it before me, so I knew what to expect a little bit. But it's what every kid dreams of, right? Everybody wants to be hearing from the best opportunities, the best scholarships, the best schools, the best programs in the nation. And I was fortunate enough to have that happen to me. Had a couple good years at the end of my college career that felt like set me up for that. And Tennessee was a great opportunity. If I didn't end up in Pro Bowl, I definitely would have been happy there. And it was a location I could go to and perform. So I was actually talking about this with Jackson McCullough, our catcher, who went to A&M for his fifth year and now he's with the White Sox. I was talking to him about how if I was going to go anywhere after my fourth year of college, it was somewhere that was going to have to get me into Pro Bowl. And Tennessee's a perfect example of that. And we had all talked before, all the coaches and I, everyone I talked to actually before the draft, that I was looking for a second home if the draft didn't work out. But the White Sox came calling, it worked out, and now we're in a great position today.
Nice. It's fascinating because the college world right now, as we start to look into, you know, the draft and everything, right? It's we're coming up on May, we're 2 months out from draft season, starting to look through college guys and think about all of that. It's a very different dynamic. I know you know this, right? From a few years ago, right? It's the portal's a different level from what it used to be. So it's always interesting to hear people's, you know, experiences and going through that process.
Yeah, Wofford has a lot of guys that hit the portal. It's a Goodman major program, and they don't have a grad school, so you can't stay for your fifth year if you do end up with a red shirt at some point in your career. On top of it's a place where a lot of young guys play. So I like the guys that can stay there all 4 years and then go somewhere after, but, you know, that's not always how it works out, and I'm still close with a lot of the guys that have left in the middle of their careers there and gone and done many great things. There's guys all over the nation right now playing that our former Wofford guys that play each other in the SEC that are taking pictures and sending it to our group chat after the game. So it's cool to see. I just like to see my guys doing well wherever they're at. So proud of those guys, happy for them, and happy for the guys that are staying at Wofford too.
That's awesome. Dylan, you got it.
Yeah. So was there anything different in like the way that you attacked spring training this year? Because you started really hot last year and you have started hot this year too. So was it sort of just like finding consistency in just like seeing high A pitching and the difference between low A? I mean, you talked about it a little bit before, but like the heaters with a bunch of ride on them. But was there anything different that you were working on just to like start hot and stay hot this year?
Yeah, spring training was interesting. It started – I always try to go to Arizona a month early just to get settled, get in the rhythm of things, get out on the field, which I can't really do when I'm back at home in Ohio. This year I went and trained at Wofford for a month. I trained there last year for a couple weeks before heading out to Arizona. But this year I stayed there for a month with an old teammate of mine who's now with the Yankees. And we had a really good setup. We continued to work on the things that I was working on at home, as well as what he was working on and trying to push the envelope and do things we hadn't seen before, make practice harder than the games. And then we were fortunate enough to get in contact with some guys over at Trent Athletics, the Pitching Performance Center in Charlotte, and we went and hit lives there probably three or four times, maybe five even. But on the weekends, we'd go there, hit, and get like eight at-bats. And it was an unreal experience. Those arms are all really talented. A lot of them were pro guys before heading out to spring training. So we got there at the right time, right when they were built up, and it really paid dividends. I mean, I couldn't have hit the ground running faster at the beginning of spring training. Had a really good camp. Felt like I was the things I had worked on. You never really know if they're going to pay off or not. And then as spring training went on, I kind of found the confidence in the adjustments I made. And then as the season starts, you know, you always love to start hot. It gives you a good floor for the rest of the year. But really just not trying to rely on that this year and trying to get better every day.
Yeah. So it sounds like the spring went great for you. What was it like in the spring this year, adjusting to some new coaching staff, right? There's some developmental guys that have come into the organization the past year. Obviously, you know, there's changes at the big league level, but, you know, that trickles down, I think, to a degree, right, where there's new guys in and out of the organization. How was it working with a lot of the new coaches throughout the spring, and then also getting an old coach of yours back in Winston with Pat going from Canny to Winston this season?
Yeah, you know, there's definitely turnover every year, whether there's a coaching change at the big league level or not. But this year, there definitely was a huge turnover with that whole staff getting through. Sorry, this bug flying in front of my face. With the coaching staff change up there and then just movement because of that. it was definitely a little bit to get used to, but you know, guys in baseball are always great. They always have an understanding for the rest of us. Especially in pro ball, guys that have been around, the White Sox are very, very smart, and the people they hire, and they always surround us with great people. So that was good. And then Pat heading to Winston, you know, that it brings a familiar face around, of course. So Pat's the man. I got nothing but good things to say about Pat. I could go on for days about him. Q's a great guy. I'm looking forward to hopefully playing with him up in Birmingham at some point this year. But if all else fails, I know that Pat's a good guy, and he's always in my corner and helping me get better, and he's not afraid to tell me the truth when I need to hear it. So that's what I appreciate about him and his love for the game and his love for winning, and I know the guys really want to win for him. So it's a joy to be in the locker room with it.
And he definitely sticks up for his teammates. Huh? How about that? How about that little crash out about a week ago? That was pretty entertaining for everybody, I think.
Yeah, you know, Pat's not afraid to put one out there for the guys, and everyone appreciates it. It's all because of the right reasons. It's never because of him. It's always for us. And I don't think there's anybody that the guys or anything that the guys appreciate more than being stuck up for. And when they feel like they're being unjustly or being treated unjustly, or the game's getting called unjustly, Pat's not afraid to step up for us. And it's something that anyone can appreciate.
Yeah. So this season in Winston, you know, starting the year hot, obviously, 17 games through, you got .874 OPS, you've got a handful of homers, some good doubles, just, you know, playing at a good rate. What are some of the key things? You know, you talked about all the development you've been doing, but is there just a different added layer of comfort after you had that under your belt last year? Now you're at the same level. You've got Pat there. You've got a bunch of teammates you've been coming up with the past year and a half. What are just the strides you feel like you've made so far to start the season this year?
Yeah. You know, definitely comfortable. I could say I was a little comfortable last year towards the end, but the results don't show it. But this year they are, and I'm very grateful for that. And comfort always plays a huge thing in anyone's career. Whether you get up to the show and guys are treating you well, I can only imagine that helps. And this year, you know, coming back for a second time through, you see things that you're expecting. You know how to handle things, you know your routine, you know the stadium, you know that the teams you play, what kind of orgs they bring with the pitching staffs, everyone's kind of got their own thing. So definitely helps. And you know, this year hoping to handle a little bit of changes and comfort change better than I did last year. But you know, everyone's young. I may be older than the rest, but I still have the same amount of pro experience as them, so it definitely is a change here and there.
Yeah,
100%. Were there any like specific swing adjustments you made over the offseason just to like help you, I don't know, get on top of the ball more? I know that you lift the ball a crazy amount. You're able to pull the ball in the air a lot, and that's what you want to do, right? But was there anything that you did to like sort of like get more contact out of your bat this winter?
Yeah. In the past, I really lived on trying to drive the ball oppo, and then when a slider or off-speed pitch came, trying to get that to the shorter part of the park and left. This year, I've really just tried to focus on using the big part of the field from left center to right center. And being on the heater a lot, I felt like that's changed a lot of things for me, and then my swing's kind of changed with it, and being more direct and linear through the center of the field, which has allowed me to pull heaters and do many different things, swing-wise, approach-wise, just trying to stay on the heater. Being able to do that stuff with my swing has allowed me to stay more middle of the box, and maybe a little bit even more in. Which has also helped with lefties and those pitch movements coming into me and staying inside that pitch. So everything's kind of formed in the one based off of just the idea of trying to drive everything through the center of the field now instead of towards right and right center.
Yeah, that's always a good recipe for success. I feel like a lot of guys, right, stand up the middle, and that's something that I've talked to with a handful of guys in the system of trying to stand up the middle. And obviously, you're going to get it. You're going to run into some balls, and you're going to pull them, right? But it's the aim of trying to stay up the middle in your head and the way you approach at bats that leads to quality results for most guys, I think.
Oh, yeah, 100%. You know, in college, I had some great coaching, and at the college level, guys tend to stay away from you because you're using metal bats and anything that comes in, it's not going to break a bat. So I could live on the outer half of the plate, and especially in mid-major baseball where guys aren't throwing 95 every night, it was a recipe for success. And now in pro ball where guys have a little bit more control, a plus heater, as well as higher velos, you kind of get exposed if you have a hole inside, and that's kind of what happened with me last year in Winston. Had to adjust, make some adjustments, trust in coaching, and feel like it's working out now.
Yeah. As you gear up for kind of the rest of the season, you know, obviously it's April, you got a long way to go. What are some of the things you're still, you know, trying to build off the early success and continue, goals for yourself, or just things you really are looking to do for the rest of the season?
You know, I'm a very goal-oriented person, but this year I tried to change it a little bit. Felt like last year I was pressing a little bit too much, whether it was trying to hit a certain number of home runs or hit a certain average or getting disappointed when things weren't falling. So this year I'm just trying to get better every day, whether that's on the field, off the field, hitting the weight room hard, getting a couple extra reps in the cage or taking grounders. And I feel like if I do that and try and go one for one every time I'm in the box, then the rest will take care of itself.
Yeah, makes sense. Dylan, you got anything else for Ryan?
Yeah, one quick one. That Winston team has some good pitching on it. So who would you say has been the nastiest pitcher you've faced in like live BP, backfield work back in Arizona? Because Winston has some pretty fun arms.
Yeah, you know, spring training went well, but Aldrin Batista, who's now back in Arizona for a little bit, he broke my bat. He kind of had my number this spring, so I'll give him that crown. There's a lot of good arms, though. I haven't faced Lucas Gordon yet, but I don't – that changeup, there's a lot of guys swinging and missing at it every night. So,
yeah, it was gross yesterday. That would be a fun one.
Yeah, he was on fire yesterday. It was a shame. We struggled a little bit. We got a good group. We haven't put it all together yet, though. And he gives us a good five innings every time he's out there. So,
yeah. That's great. Any other hitters good that you obviously you've been playing with these guys for a bit? A lot of these guys, you know, Antonacci and Apple Appel and all these other guys from the draft class. Any other hitters that you've been playing with this year that you maybe didn't know quite as well that have stood out to you and impressed you so far too?
That I didn't know before. Honestly, or they're all good.
You did too. Yeah.
Caden Connor's the man. Kid Bangs. He. I always got to shout out my guy Fiverr. You know, we've hit the ball really hard. It hasn't really fallen all the time. Or, you know, we put together some good at-bats and stuff hasn't gone our way yet, and that's the game of baseball. But there's some talent out there. I know Sam Antonacci's just knocking. He's been getting better every day. Jarrell Perez, that's a kid to look out for. I mean, he's 20 years old and he bangs, and he's getting better every day and he's very mature. So guys like that are really fun to be around.
Awesome, man. Well, we're excited to see the continual progression from you and the rest of the team in Winston this year. I'm hoping the best for you and appreciate you taking the time to join us today, man.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all having me on. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thanks, Ryan.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.